from Hits 939's Bryce and Trace.
On the show with us right now, he is the star of the brand new show to hit Channel 9. It's called Hide and Seek. Kicked off last Monday at 8:40. It's on our screens tonight. His name is Matt Nable. How are you, Matty?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Oh, we are fantastic. Now, congratulations. First episode. It is a cracker and stars the who's who of Australian actors.
Yeah, look, it's just really different compared to what else is on Australian TV at the moment. So it's been a while since we've done something like this, you know, a thriller type of a show. So, you know, the first week was really well received and lots of people watched it, which was great. So, everyone's very happy.
Yeah, I was one of those people because I was actually on holidays last week, Matt, and I must admit, it's good to see a good action type of show. It kind of, I don't know if this is the right description, but it kind of reminded me of an on-land Water Rats, as in not on water, but like the same sort of action and like type of scenes.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's been those comparisons made to it before and, you know, that was obviously a very successful show back in the day. So, look, you're dealing with really topical events. I think things, our world's changed quite significantly in the last sort of 20 years. And so, you know, it's a fairly accurate sort of representation of what's going on in the world, I think, which is quite appealing as well. So, there's lots of comparisons that, you know, sort of made with the show at the moment. Obviously, there was a show in the States called Homeland, some similar type of things as well. So, it's just new, I think, and I think that's why it's appealing. It's something quite different.
Now, Maddie, a bit about you. I was doing my research this morning, and you're a former rugby league footballer, which I just found out.
Yeah, not a very good one, but
come on.
Hey, if you had a contract, you could play.
I played a bit of footy when I was younger at Manly and South Sydney, but that sort of came to a grinding halt when I was sort of mid-20, so I had to get on with other things in life and sort of found myself where I am at the moment, which is I've been doing this for a very long time now. So,
because I was going to say, how does a footy player go into acting? What's a transition like? Does someone just ring up and say, "Hey, you could be good at this job," like whatever?
No, it was a long time between. You know, I did lots of other things in between. Playing football and then becoming an actor. I also, back in when I was playing football, it was never a career. It was just something that I did and, I had to work full time on another job while I was playing. So I sort of missed the boat as far as the professional side of sport went. And, so for me, the transition's just been a fairly normal type of thing. And it's taken a long time, from the time I, like I said, mid-20s to where I am now.
Mm.
It's certainly not a conventional sort of path that I took, but I'm here now doing it. So until someone realises I'm a fraud, I'll just keep going.
Now, what's coming up tonight on Hide and Seek? Build some beans for us.
Tonight is, just sort of ramping up, trying to find out what's going on with the investigation. And it's quite a sad sort of a scene. Tonight there's a funeral scene. So, there's a few twists coming it makes things problematic and difficult for Gary to find out who killed his mate. So,
Matty, do I need a box of Kleenex for tonight then?
Look, it's pretty sad.
Might get chocolate too, just in case.
Yeah, good episode. With this sort of format, the way things work, it's important that it moves quickly and keeps people guessing. So, hopefully, another good episode.
Well, there you go. Make sure you catch it on Channel 9 tonight with a box of tissues. Matt Nable, star of Hide and Seek. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bryce and Trace on Hits 939.